As we said, we're in the Hyundai Texans radio studio, joined now by Texans guard Brandon Brooks. How's it going, Brandon?
It's going well. How about yourself?
Doing well. Move that microphone a little closer if you could.
There we go.
You're a radio veteran by now. All right, good stuff. So conditioning and all that, I mean, how is this part of the whole process for you? How do you like this part of getting ready for the season, the conditioning part? You guys aren't out there with a ball or anything. You're just, well, sometimes you are, but not with the coaches.
I like it a lot, man. You know, after the off season, you know, some players go different ways, and some people, you know, stay here. But, you know, to get us all back together, you know, it's like, you know, being back, you know, with your brothers. You get to see everybody again. It's like, you know, you go on summer vacation in school, and then you come back for the first day of class. You know, it's all, you know, excitement and stuff. So, I really enjoy it.
You know, it's funny that you mention it that way, because retired players say the one thing they miss more than anything is just being with the guys, just being around, having some place to go, and you see your buddies, and that's your workplace.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's, for me at least, you know, the best part about, you know, playing ball is, you know, being around the guys, you know, seeing them, you know, not just about football, but talking about life and, you know, different things going on and, you know, their families and the different things they go through. You know, we all can relate in one way or another. So, you know, for me, you know, it's a great time.
Bill O'Brien was on a conference call with season ticket members just last week with John Harris, and he mentioned you by name, that he said Brandon Brooks is in really great shape, much better shape than you were this time last year, and that you just look so much more powerful, and it's probably one of your it's even better than last year as far as off seasons go. What have you been doing differently, and what does that mean to you hearing that? Did you have any idea that he thought that of you, or had you gotten that feedback?
Well, first and foremost, you know, I appreciate that. You know, anytime the head coach says anything good about you, you know.
I always like to pass on compliments because I feel like he may or may not say that to you, but it's important that you guys know that.
Yeah. One thing I've been doing hot yoga. You know, that's really been helping me out, you know, get my back right, keep me loose, keep my hips loose as well.
Wait, I got to envision this for a moment. Okay, so you're in one of these yoga studios, right?
Yeah.
You and, like, what's
all
the,
women?
What's the male-female ratio here? Is it you and just a bunch of ladies? Or
Whoa, why take it to that level?
No, it usually is, John.
No, it seems funny. Like, Brandon Brooks hot yoga sounds like a skit, you know, almost. But you're doing this. Look, my dad does yoga. He's 82 years old. He says it's phenomenal for your body. Yeah. So what does this do for you?
It really does a lot. You know, like I said, it keeps me loose. You know, and at the same time, one of the bigger reasons I did it is because, you know, we were in a practice and stuff outside and, you know, all the heat. So being inside, you know, it's like 105 plus, you know, in the room, and, you know, you're doing like your Warrior One and, you know, different, you know, upward and downward dogs, all that type of stuff.
Is that a good workout, the yoga stuff? I mean, I once did a yoga class and I was totally drained at the end of it. It was surprisingly strenuous.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it sounds. You know, I went in there the first day, like, oh, you know, some yoga, you know, get some stretches in, get out of here. But at the end, I was like, okay, let me go back to the drawing board and, like, really, you know, prep for this. And I started doing it, like, 4 days a week. You know, I produce show on the weekends now. But it's been tremendous for me. You know, also helps me keep my weight down, you know, obviously sweating it out. And like you said, you know, it is a workout for sure. You know, it's done wonders for me, I'd say.
If you brought a guest to hot yoga of your offensive lineman, if you said I got a plus one to hot yoga this week, who would be the first guy to say, I'll go with you? Who would be the first guy to go?
Probably Ben Jones.
Probably Ben.
Awesome.
For the right reasons though?
Oh yeah, you know,
or because you promised him, you know, a dinner afterwards.
for the right reasons. Actually, I want to say rookie year, I think Ben was doing yoga. He had talked to me about it, and at the time, I said I was going to go, but I ended up going a couple years later. So,
what was the hot yoga? I mean, you talk about flexibility. Is that a big thing that you want to now have seemingly in your game? You want to be a little more flexible, and how did it change going from a zone blocking system to a little bit more of a varied run game? Did that kind of change the approach of how you wanted to your body to kind of be for the season?
Yeah, but also, you know, stretching a lot, you know, is really injury prevention.
Yeah.
So that's another, you know, I guess another big thing that I wanted to incorporate in my game. And also, you know, we do still run some zone.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, in Kubiak left, we still were a zone team, what we do best, I'd say. But, you know, beating a guy to a point of attack, and like you said, different, you know, schemes and stuff, you know, if you're looser, you know, you can maybe open your hips up just that little inch just to get, you know, some type of jump on the next guy. So, really anything that, you know, I think will help my game at this point, you know, I'm willing to do or willing to try.
How about the other aspect of your game? Last year it was like learning a new system, new coaching staff, new language and everything. How different is this offseason compared to last year? You guys have a new position coach, so yeah. I don't know how much that may or may not change things for the offensive line.
You know, thus far this year so far, I mean, Devlin's an incredible coach. He's a stickler for the small things, and I think the small things, you know, make the bigger things attainable. And, you know, just being out there with him, he doesn't let anybody get away with, you know, anything as far as bad technique, you know, no matter how tired you are, you know, anything, no matter even, you know, how hot it is, you know, he's not hearing any of that. It's, you know, try to be as close to perfect every time. And, you know, that's all you can ask for.
I just want to mention during rookie minicamp, some of the rookies thought it was hot. That was a week ago.
have
you talked to the rookies about what hot really is in Houston?
Yeah, and some of the new guys coming in, it's just like, you know, right now, I mean, I pray for this for the rest of the summer.
I know. This is quite pleasant, actually, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, it's only a matter of time for us, you know, like a feel like temperature, like 120 or 130 out there. So, you know, if it can hold off like this as long as it can, I mean.
We can keep wishing and hoping, and it's not
going
to happen. It's not going to happen. But you were one of those guys, Brandon. I mean, you're Northerner. You're from Wisconsin. And then all of a sudden, boom, you're thrown right into it your rookie year. And I know there are a few of them that were out as rookie undrafted free agents or, you know, signees or whatever. They're going through it like, this is hot. But yet, you've gone through that transition. That was it a little bit more difficult than you expected?
Yeah, I'd say for sure. I mean, as far, I guess, south that I really live, I guess, for – I'd say over a year was when I was at Miami University.
Yeah.
And that's only Southern Ohio that I, you know, I came down here in May. And I came down, and it was just like, you know, this is real. It really gets this hot. And especially in Houston, I guess I thought the heat was kind of more like Dallas, where it was like a drier heat, and humidity. And I got down here, and, like, the humidity hit me and, you know, the heat and stuff. And, you know, I had to start getting IVs and, you know, drinking as many fluids as I could. And I guess the biggest deal for me was I just tried to stay out in the heat, I guess, no matter how unbearable it really was, just because, you know, I know I was going to be out here, you know, majority of the time.
Yeah. So this 2015 season, as we're heading into this season, and you look at this team and everybody coming back, I mean, the offensive line, obviously no Chris Myers, but a lot of same faces on it. What are y'all's expectations? What are your expectations of what you guys can produce up front?
Honestly, you know, just for myself and I think for the rest of the guys, you know, we expect to be the best. You know, like I said, even with Coach Devlin, us doing all the little things right, you know, each and every day. You know, although, you know, Chris is gone, you know, it is a lot of familiar faces up there still. And, you know, we came in with the chemistry and the camaraderie pretty much right away. And, you know, we can talk to each other no matter, you know, what's going on about anything on and off the field. And I think that helps with the communication on the field and with the plays as well.
Brandon Brooks with us in the Hyundai Texans radio studio. All right, share with us what's going on with you education-wise, because I know you're working on your MBA, right?
Yeah.
So how's that going?
It's going well. I just finished up 4 classes, and then I'm going to squeeze one in on Saturdays. Mm-hmm. But, you know, everything is going well. I worked at Morgan Stanley, was an analyst for them, so, you know, that went well, too.
So you took that Amegy Bank of Texas internship, and now you've turned it into an analyst role at Morgan Stanley.
Yeah. You know, I was doing basically Monday through Wednesday from 8 to 4. And then from there, I go work out, you know, with Dwayne and a couple other guys that formerly played here, David Hunter and Antoine Caldwell and Hanks. And then from there, I go to class at night and on Saturday. So
wow.
Just
busy.
Yeah, you know, keeps me out of trouble, you know, keeps me out of the bars, keeps some more money in my pocket, so stuff like that.
All right, tell me about this. The Rockets are in the Western Conference Finals of the NBA. Your reaction to all that and how you've been sort of absorbing what's going on around the city.
Yeah, well, first I got to say I am a Bucks fan. I'm from Milwaukee.
Okay.
So
yeah,
get out of here, Brent.
You know, I'm just going to be honest with you guys. But, I mean, tremendous drive from the Rockets, you know, being down 3-1 and coming back and winning these games. You know, that's a testament to them, you know, and Coach McHale really getting the job done. You know, hopefully they keep the ball rolling versus Golden State.
I kind of like the Bucks because I'm kind of like a homeless man's Jack Sigma out on the court. And
he's looking at me for a comment.
I don't even know
you're
what to
a homeless,
say to that.
homeless man's Jack Sigma. Minus
like a dead man's Jack Sigma.
Like the minus the fro.
Not quite dead yet. He's just homeless.
I used to like the old Bucks though. Don Nelson coached them. I mean, those days.
Marcus Johnson,
probably
Cindy
before
Moncrief?
You were born.
Yeah, I'll say,
those
you know,
are the
heyday
ones I grew
for
up.
Me was you know, Big Dog Glenn Robinson.
Big Dog right there.
Ray
yeah.
Allen in his Boy, prime.
That was 10 minutes ago.
Okay. George Karl and all that.
Yeah. All right. All right, Brandon. Well, thanks so much for visiting. OTA start Monday. You got to like that. I mean,
yeah,
at least you're slinging
sure.
it around, and it, right. and it takes it up a notch or two, right?
Yeah, get the helmets on, you know, get a little bit of contact. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that.
All right. Thanks a lot for the time. We appreciate it.
Appreciate you having me on.
All right. Brandon Brooks joining us in the Hyundai Texans Radio studio. We'll have that interview for you up on TexansRadio.com soon enough.